The Jupiter Myth by Lindsay Davis. Read by Christian Rotzke. Londinium, Britannia. August, A.D. 75. Chapter 1.
It depends what we mean by civilization, the procurator mused.
Staring at the corpse, I was in no mood to discuss philosophy. We were in Britain, where the rule of law was administered by the army. Justice operated in a rough-and-ready fashion so far away from Rome, but special circumstances meant this killing would be difficult to brush aside. We'd been called out by a centurion from the local troop detachment. The military presence in Londinium was mainly to protect the governor, Julius Frontinus, and his deputy, the procurator Hilaris. But since the provinces are not manned by the vigiles, soldiers carry out basic community policing. So the centurion attended the death scene, where he became a worried man. On investigation, an apparently routine local slaying acquired developments. The centurion told us he'd come to the bar, expecting just a normal drunken stabbing or battering. To find a drowned man, head first down a well, was slightly unusual. Exciting, maybe. The well was a deep hole in a corner of the bar's tiny backyard. Hilaris and I bent double and peered in. The hole was lined with the waterproof stays of what must have been a massive German wine container. Water came nearly to the top. Hilaris had told me these imported barrels were taller than a man, and after being emptied of wine, they were often reused in this way. When we arrived, of course, the body had already been removed. The centurion had pulled up the victim by his boots, planning to heave the cadaver into a corner until the local dung...